father's sister is your
aunt.
Mm-hmm. And your father's brother is your
uncle.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the old days in El Paso, were there any distinctions between what you would call a woman who was a teacher versus a man who was a teacher?
I don't recall that. Now, we had mostly, when I went to high school, we had men teachers, but in grade school, we only had women teachers.
Mm-hmm. So they'd just go by the name teacher, probably, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because my grandfather was telling me that in Oregon, if a teacher was a woman, then it was a woman teacher.
Well, I don't recall that phrase. I mean, we referred to them as teachers.
Okay.
I don't hear it as in. I don't hear that.
Well, I'll let you know if it rings if you want me to. I sort of ignore the phone myself. At a wedding. The guy who stands up for the groom is the...
Is the, what do you call him, bride? No, I don't know. He's the, something man, isn't he? I mm-hmm. can't remember what the best man.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, the woman, who, not the maid of honor, but one of the other women that is up
matron?
There. Well, the matron of honor would be, like most important,
man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the other women who are up there are called. There's usually a line of them.
I don't know. What do you call them? Attendants?
Yeah, that works. Or would you call them bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids, I guess so.
Okay. All the people who are related to you directly are called your...
Family.
Okay. And how about people who are not related to you?
The friends.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about this house, like what style of house it is, and
well,
some of the rooms?
Well, it's supposedly
in the house.
A Western-style house. It was built in 1960. We moved into this house in 1960. We've been here 40 years. We moved in April, right around Easter time. And we had lived on... in the Terry Allen edition for a period of about 8 or 9 years, and then we decided that we wanted to move to the west side of town. We lived on the east side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved over here. They were building a new high school at Coronado, and one of our sons was getting ready to start high school pretty soon, and so we moved
mm-hmm.
over here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was this was the first street built in this little area.
Wow.
And there are 8 houses in here, and we were about the second and third families moved in the same day, and same weekend, and we were the second and third families.
Wow.
One of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one other family already in the area,
mm-hmm.
I mean in the little circle. And then the other streets were built within the next few years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the first street in the area.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and there were a lot of rabbits and snakes and all kinds of things out here in those days.
You still have any wildlife around?
No. But there were, we had coyotes and everything in those days, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They all got pushed back.
Yeah.
What is this room? What do you call this room?
This is our den.
Okay. And could you tell me some of the other rooms that you have?
Yeah, you want to go through the house or anything?
No, just tell me.
Okay, we got the dining room and the living room, and then we have 3 bedrooms. And then a kitchen and a breakfast nook, or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
to eat in.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a washroom right here.
Mm-hmm.
And we got outside storage room.
Okay.
But no garage, just a carport.
Right, uh-huh. And this area is called?
Is the, that's the back porch and
mm-hmm.
the patio area.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between the porch and the patio?
Not really. Mm-mm.
Okay. But it's all covered over.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And